May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord our God and our Redeemer. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures and leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in pathways of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I memorized that as a child. I don't remember when or where. Sunday school, perhaps, or confirmation, perhaps. I prayed it in my grandmother's home at night sometimes. It's just what a good Protestant boy did of my generation. I don't know if they told us why we were to memorize it. Often adults don't bother to explain the why of something. They just said, do it, like a requirement. And then sometimes later, it floats to mind like a song in a shower. It doesn't matter if you get the words right. You sing what you remember and what rises from some inner room. It is this very psalm that often is the thing of memory in a nursing home, on a deathbed, or in the time when one reaches for faith's comfort. It comes when the edge of afraid is very near, when we are in want or need and desiring comfort or confidence or hope. We remember that there is this promise of not in want, not afraid, companioned by some inner peace that may have for the moment grown elusive. The knowledge that there is a still water where we are drawn to seek absolute restfulness, where there is no fear, or where there is the clearing of fear. To be honest, I didn't much know what a shepherd was like back then. It was just that picture on a Sunday school room wall or in my Bible. Jesus, the shepherd, in the midst of the sheep, one lamb in the crook of his arm. This shepherd showed up again for me with a lamb in arm in a larger-than-life marble figure over the altar at my seminary. Emotionally, I attached to this figure, this notion that I was so cared for. 2 or 3 times a day for 3 years, I looked on him and him on me, sort of. Marble doesn't really look back at you. But there was another image for me, and it was over the doors of the General Theological Seminary's Chapel of the Good Shepherd in a bronze relief. In it, the shepherd is bent down, patiently pulling away the brambles from a sheep that is deeply entangled. Eyes meet eyes. The shepherd's face is in great concentration on the hapless, helpless sheep that is before him. The shepherd is unafraid. The sheep is perhaps indeed afraid, but hopeful, momentarily choosing to trust, perhaps. You might say this sheep is lost in what we might call liminal space and time, for all reliefs are frozen in place. The liminal is the place of transition, a season of waiting and not knowing. The liminal space is where much transformation can take place in life if we learn to wait and let the place of not knowing form us. Lost in the threshold of what was before and what is to come, that is how the liminal has been defined. We don't often like these places, spaces that are out of our control, but they are a part of every maturing life. And so we are lost for now in a liminal time. The bramble that has us is COVID-19. 36 days today in North Carolina, waiting, sheltering in place. Longer in other parts of the country or the world. We cannot go backward. What was no longer is there. We cannot yet quite go forward. That way is unclear. When I studied the metaphor in bronze over the chapel doors, I learned something. If the sheep were to bolt, the brambles ensnare him or her, go deeper into the woolly coat, attack the skin beneath. And yet fear wants to bolt. Trust soothes, yields patience and growth. And what else is our relationship to Christ but this perpetual trusting, waiting, learning, and growing? There are warnings we too face. If we bolt, the virus may take a greater toll. Yet if we linger, the economy might get stuck. Surely we'll get stuck. Bolt, and it might take even a greater toll in numbers of lives. When I studied the metaphor in bronze over the chapel door, the patient shepherd, the stuck sheep, it rang true. There are real times in life when we must spiritually, psychologically, physically wait to grow into the moment. Not idly, perhaps, not that kind of waiting, but nonetheless wait. We don't often like waiting required in liminal times. We can grow fearful here. Yet we often experience our deepest growth here, in this space where we do not yet know what is ahead. The space where we call up our spiritual, psychological resources, old wisdoms, our prayers, new insights that begin to come. Think with me. Our first child or grandchild is about to be born. And we wonder, what now is needed of me? And what do I need to be good at this, to be faithful perhaps? We are diagnosed with some illness, or we sit with a beloved one. And we wonder, what is best now? What words? What silences? What actions? A part of life is closing or opening, and we are in a place that is less or unknown to us. A job is lost, a marriage has grown fragile, a child is beleaguered. A lifetime of vowed love is about to be engaged. What will guide me? What will help me? There are no bumper stickers or post-it notes for these things. But there is wisdom. waiting to be engaged, discovered, discoursed. In her book, The Cloister Walk, Kathleen Norris writes these words: "For some reason, we human beings seem to learn best how to love when we're a bit broken, when our plans fall apart, when our myths of self-sufficiency and goodness and safety are shattered. And I would add that we learn best as we rest into something, God, Christ, love's redeeming work in our lives. We learn when the brambles have us, and we learn best when we taste suffering and times of loss and pain. We learn when we are about to give ourselves away to love, give ourselves to another. We learn when our myth of control crumbles. The reason we learn is our myth of self-sufficiency vanishes for a moment in time. We need each other, and that rises. Our need for eternal wisdom calls out to us. Every kindness is a balm, not just to those who receive that gift, but to those of us who give it. It soothes us and them and gently works at the bramble that has taken hold of us." In today's gospel, Jesus is also working with a metaphor of sheep and shepherd and sheepfold and gate. Eventually, he will refer to himself as the good shepherd, as in the 23rd Psalm. But not yet. Here, he is the gate to the sheepfold. A sheepfold is a night enclosure for sheep, for us, if you will. It is where sheep rest safely in the dark hours, in the poor weather, when danger lurks. A watchful eye secures the cramped sheep, keeping them safe. When Jesus says, "I am the gate, whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and will go out and find pasture, find the stuff of life," he's instructing us. Now, gates sometimes have words of wisdom that define them, an intent that may be placed over the top of them. And Jesus will make sense of this gate over and over again in John's gospel. The sign is revealed over and over in John's gospel. It reads, "Love one another as I loved you." It has subtexts: "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another." The gift of liminal time is we're being granted a shock. In it, we're being asked, "How now will you love? When you are tired, where will you seek rest? When you are fearful, who will you let in? When the urge to hoard hits, with whom will you share? When the overwhelming me screams, to whom will you open? When the desire to blame strikes, who will you forgive? What gratitude will you reach toward? To whom will you reach out in care? Where will I open to still waters and greener pastures?" We are told in the psalm, "There is goodness and mercy enough Follow me all the days of your life. Dwell here. Truth is, liminal time, time when what is passing and what is to be is unclear, can teach us much if we're able to sit a bit, to listen to better voices, to think like Jesus thought, how now will I love? Love one another as I have loved you. Come here, refresh yourselves. The way will grow clear in its time. In the meantime, seek the way that is of Christ, the way that is love. Amen.